That's an interesting story, I must say. Well, here's your grapes. Have a good Shabbos day.
Hey, look where you're going, old man. I almost hit you with my moving van.
True, I'm an old man. Show some respect. To all your shouting, I object.
What do you expect me to do when you stop in the middle of the street to tie your shoe?
Respect your elders, you young whippersnapper. We'll see how you like it when you get older. When I started tying my shoe, your traffic light was red. You should use those eyes in the middle of your head. You don't have to start zooming the second the light turns green. An old man like me can't run like a lad of 16.
I can't win arguing with you, so I think I'll just skidoo.
I just saw that he was real mean. What he did to you wasn't too keen. He's gone now. Why do you look so sad?
I'm old and all alone, which doesn't make me glad. Every Shabbos I have no company. I have a son who lives in Albany and a daughter way out in L.A. All my relatives live so far away. I no longer feel the true Shabbos joy. No one to sit and sing Zemiris with. Oi, oi, oi.
Don't despair, old man. You can be my Shabbos guest.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Surely you jest.
I'm not jesting. I'm requesting.
But you didn't ask your parents. Maybe they won't let me come. No offense.
You're right. I'll ask them first.
They may say no if worse comes to worse.
They won't say no. You'll see. And my Shabbos guest you'll soon be.
How do you know?
Come with me and you I'll show. My mommy always prepares extra food. For every week, a Shabbos guest we always include.
I wish I could invite everyone in sight to be my Shabbos heart. Shabbos means is our Shabbos Ayrach, our welcome guest. We sing and learn a lot and scrape our chulin pot, 'cause Yidin always share with Yidin what they got.